How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 13 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is The Divine Helper. C.S. Lewis said, "It is in the process of being worshipped that God communicates His presence to men." Our text today is Psalm 121, 1 through 4. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Psalm 121 falls into the category of the Psalms of Ascent, which is comprised of Psalms 120 through 134. This collection of 15 psalms is also known as pilgrim songs. The people of Israel traditionally sang these psalms as they journeyed to Jerusalem for the annual pilgrimage festivals to worship at the temple. Each psalm features a similar heading in Hebrew, Shir HaMa'aloth, which can be translated as Song of the Steps. Dennis Tucker explains an interesting characteristic of Psalm 121. The psalm exhibits a poetic technique frequently employed in the Songs of Ascent. Anadiplosis occurs when a word or a phrase at the end of one line is picked up and used in the subsequent line, often near the front. Some interpreters refer to this literary device as a stair-step technique. The vocabulary connects each line as the reader moves through the psalm. For example, verse 1b concludes with a reference to Yahweh as my help, and the same Hebrew word, my helper, appears as the initial word of verse 2a. The principal, watch or guard, appears near the end of verse 4, watches over Israel, in reference to God. And then the participle appears at the beginning of verse 5, the Lord watches over you. This technique guides the reader through the message of the psalm, connecting the key emphasis behind the psalmist's pilgrimage to praise God. The first four verses stressed the psalmist's confidence in the Lord and the divine care of Yahweh for his people. When we take sincere steps to worship the Lord, we can rest assured that God watches over true worshipers. The psalmist lifts up his eyes unto the hills. In context, he is looking towards the temple. The question, "Where does my help come from?" is quickly answered in verse 2. My help comes from the Lord. He acknowledges that true help doesn't come from a place of worship, but from the God he worships. Identifying God as the creator of heaven and earth establishes his authority and divine power to provide any help needed. The God who is in control of everything is surely capable of offering protection and guidance. Donald Williams and Lloyd Ogilvie provide wisdom from Psalm 121, 3 through 4. In verses 3 through 4, God is our keeper. As the psalmist promises, he will not allow your foot to be moved. God is the firm foundation for our lives. He is the rock of our salvation. He is our security. The only way in which our feet cannot be moved is for them to be standing upon the solid ground of God himself. When we are anchored in eternity, we can deal with time. When we are united to the one who moves all things, we ourselves cannot be moved. We are on solid ground because God keeps us, and he will not slumber. Verse 4 underscores this great truth. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. God is always awake. We can pray to him at midnight, and he hears and answers. Moreover, God is always faithful to his covenant with his people. He puts a special mantle of protection around us. Lift up your eyes today and concentrate on where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord, who is more than able to provide for your needs and guide you through life's obstacles. Remember, it is worshipers who truly know where their help comes from. Some questions. How is your worship connected to your confidence in God? What are the spiritual implications of the psalmist's words, "He will not let your foot be moved"? What does it mean to your spiritual pilgrimage that God never sleeps nor slumbers? Thanks again for joining us. Have a blessed day.